It is that time we talk all things NRL. Our producer, Rob, we get him out of the little caboose down there and he comes in to say how bad he's doing in the 2NURFM tipping comp.
Well, morning, Mark. Nice to see you again as well.
Now, we both did pretty ordinary this week, didn't we?
I mean, you got 3 out of 8, which is not a great indication.
No.
I managed to even top that, and with my opposite theory I employed last week, I managed to get the perfect result I was after, 2 out of 8.
Yeah, so in other words, I did at least half as good as you did again. So
sure.
Let's see how you go this week. We've got some big games. The Rabbitohs taking on the Roosters.
Yes, so both foundation clubs, both sides hate each other. Big talking point out of this game is Luke Keary for the Roosters faces South Sydney for the first time. Had a bit of a fallout with Russell Crowe last year. Roosters 3-from-3 to start the year, but a big blow for them heading into this game is their captain, Jake Friend, is out. So I think even with a couple of Rabbitohs players suspended, go for the Rabbitohs in this one.
Now, the Knights are heading to the Panthers this week. Both a bit of a shaky start. What do you think?
Yes, both sides, their start of the year, 1-from-3. Newcastle, I thought, played well last week. They fought back well. Just a couple of the little things let them down. Penrith, I thought, were very unlucky last week. They've also got a few injuries to contend with. Bryce Cartwright has been ruled out, so someone else will need to come in. I think this is a bit of a danger game for Penrith, and I think Newcastle might get them at the foot of the mountains.
Being that you're a big Knights fan, I imagine you would say that. Broncos and Raiders.
Broncos, Raiders. Well, Raiders, big, big win against the Tigers last week. They managed such a big win, they managed to even get rid of the Tigers coach, such was the result. I thought Brisbane deserved to win last week against Melbourne. They were the better side, but it just didn't happen for them. Upping Brisbane, I'm going to go with the Raiders in this one to get in a little bit of an upset.
Manly, the team that everybody seems to either love or completely hate, versus the almighty blue and white.
Your Bulldogs.
That's
well, I got
right.
Good news for you, Mark. They got a win last week, and I think they're going to... They'll go okay this week, but Manly, very impressive against the Cowboys last week. Both some big milestones out of this game. Brett Morris to play his 200th NRL game. Manly captain Daly Cherry-Evans to play his 150th. I think Manly are going to get the job done at Lotto Land.
We've got Parramatta versus last year's premiers.
Yes, and the big story out of this one is that James Seguiaro finally has signed on with the Sharks. It was long talked about that he was going to end up at the Sharks last year, but because of his contract drama with Leeds over in the Super League, he's finally signed on this week. There's talk he'll play, whether he does or not, I don't think it's going to have that big of an impact because both sides were a bit disappointing last week. I'm looking for the Sharks to bounce back.
Titans, Cowboys?
Yes. Both sides have got a few injuries in this one. Titans debuting 2 new players, Dale Copley in the centres and Daniel Vito back from England. For the Cowboys, Gideon Gela-Mosby. Watch out for this guy. He is an absolute flyer. In the Nines the past 2 years, he scored some absolutely freakish tries. And with Jonathan Thurston in any side, you've got to go with the Cowboys.
Yeah, they do produce them in North Queensland, that's for sure. Now, you did mention the Tigers coach, Jason Taylor, being shown the door this week. How will that affect them as they go up against Melbourne?
I cannot understand the Tigers thinking in this one. All last year, there was the big drama about Robbie Farah and Jason Taylor. The Tigers management decided to stick with Taylor and they got rid of Robbie Farah. And now, 3 games into the season, they've axed Jason Taylor. I just cannot understand the thinking that Melbourne shooting for 4 straight wins and I cannot see any other result than the Storm knocking over the Tigers, even though it's at Leichhardt Oval.
And finally, very quickly, we've got the Dragons taking on the New Zealand Warriors.
The Dragons are shocking me to start the year. I didn't think they'd have the wins they've had in them so far. They had a great win against Penrith first up. They managed to beat Cronulla last week and the Warriors have been absolutely dreadful. In saying that, I cannot believe I'm going to do this. I'm going to go the Warriors.
Okay. We'll see how you go. It can only get better from here. Let's
be honest. Well, we'll see.